Gemini 4, Carnarvon Kefka. Gemini 4, Carnarvon Kefka, over. Gemini 4, Carnarvon, if you read, will the pilot please put the oral thermometer in his mouth? Gemini 4, Carnarvon.
Go ahead, Carnarvon, Gemini 4.
Roger, will the pilot please put the oral thermometer in his mouth?
Roger, the pilot has the oral thermometer in his mouth, and he'll be keeping it closed for a few minutes so you can get a temperature.
Okay, you can start pumping up the pilot's blood pressure. And leave the thermometer in your mouth. Don't acknowledge. Full scale. Okay, Gemini 4, we have enough oral temp. Stand by for the Aeromed.
This is Carnarvon Surgeon. Your blood pressure is coming through fine.
Yep.
Ed, we've got your blood pressure now. Can you go ahead with the exercise on your mark?
Roger, stand by one, please.
Standing by.
Gemini 4, be advised, the exerciser is over on the command pilot side right now. I believe he's in a pretty good sleep. I'd prefer not to disturb him. Could I swap you this off and give you one when he wakes up?
This is Surgeon. Say again, who is this the pilot speaking?
Roger, that's affirmative. The pilot speaking. You were after this one at this time. And the blood pressure, the exerciser is over on the command pilot side, and he is asleep, I believe. And
Roger, understand, disregard the exercise at this time, and what can you tell me about what you've had to eat and sleep and drink?
Say again, please.
How about it? Eat and water and sleep report, please.
Roger, I woke up about an hour ago from a very refreshing sleep. The first hour and a half was a very, very deep sleep. I woke up when the fans were changed from 2 to 1, and I got a little hot. We switched them back to 2, and I went back to sleep again for the 2.5 hours, and rested not quite as well as that first hour and a half, but Jim had actually low reveille for me to get me up.
You say you woke up 1 hour ago. What time did you go to sleep, please?
had to sleep for an hour, and I woke up at 11:30.
Was that 4 hours sleep at 11:30?
That's affirmative. When I woke up, it was 11:30, and I'd been asleep for approximately 4 hours.
Okay. Have you had anything to eat?
I haven't eaten since I went to bed. I ate just before I went on to sleep. I've had about 6 swallows of water since I got up, and I was making some observations and discussing a few things in on the board tape, and I plan to eat probably in the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, you have not started any of meal B. Meal B.
That's affirmative. I haven't eaten that yet.
Okay, fine. That's all, Ed. Thank you.
Roger. And I'm feeling fine.
Gemini 4, Carnarvon, Capcom.
Go ahead, Carnarvon, Gemini 4.
Okay, do you have your gloves off?
That's affirmative. I've had my gloves off since I took my sleeves off after the first 4 hour sleep period that I had.
Roger, understand. I've got your Apollo landmark run one. Are you ready to copy?
Stand by one, please.
Roger, Apollo run 1, 13, 504, 08. Northeast of track, 9 or 2 miles. No attitude control allowed, over.
Roger, understand. 1, 3, 5, 4, 0, 8. Northeast of track, 9 or 2 miles, and we're still constrained on attitude control.
Roger, does the command pilot have his gloves off also? Are the command pilot's gloves off?
Now he put them on to go back to sleep.
Roger, your biomed number 2 recorder should be on and your number 1 off at this time.
Negative, we got a switch on that the phonocardiograms were switched with this new wiring so that when number 1 is asleep, number 1 is on. And this is what the configuration is now. Number 1 is on and number 2 is off.
All right.
You might cross-check that for us, but that seemed to be a rather late change, and that's the configuration that we've been running in.
All right. Okay, they want your recorders in the position you're in right now.
Roger, understand that we're in the configuration with number 1 on and number 2 off.
That's affirmative, very good.
Roger. Like it strange enough, it gets uncomfortable whenever I go to sleep.